This episode is brought to you by our sponsors, Well Hydrate.
Electrolytes and protein waters packed with nutrients and vitamins.
Hi everyone and welcome to Sim Squared Podcast.
And today we have Elle Brookham.
Hello.
Say hi.
We're so excited to have you on, Elle.
Thank you. I've never actually met Frankie before. Obviously Demi's my friend.
Yeah.
So this is like a new introduction. I'm meeting the fam.
I know. Do you know what? I've known you for years as well and you've never actually met Frankie. So you've met my dad, but you haven't met my sister.
Yeah. I met your dad without you though.
Yeah.
You came in afterwards. But then Frankie's the one that called.
Actually, yeah.
Literally.
Oh my god. So for people who don't know, I went to Elle Brook's house party for the first time when I met her. Frankie turned up with my dad and was like, where are you? I've been tracking you. You're at Randomer's house.
No, like before I sound like a psycho, it's purely because Demi was out this night with her friends and then she left her friends and she said to them, I'll let you know when I get to the party safely. And it took her like half an hour to get to you.
I had no
Uber.
Signal.
There's but no signal.
You live in the sticks. No signal. And they rang me and they were like, Frankie, we're so worried about Demi. No one's heard of her for hours. No one can track her on the thing. And then my heart started going. So then I told my dad and his heart started going. And then somehow, we rang Eddie Hearn.
No, you did not. Why would you?
I thought it was through Johnny Fisher.
Yeah, we did. We got Johnny Fisher's phone number from Eddie Hearn.
You missed that bit out. That was so embarrassing.
And then we rung Johnny Fisher.
Yeah.
And then he told us your address.
Yeah.
And then Johnny Fisher drove back to your address to make sure Demi was there and then walked her out to the car.
Yeah, and he was so big and I had my head down like that. I was like, this is the most embarrassing moment of my life.
She didn't talk to me for 48 hours. But I was like, do you know what? At least I care about you.
It was a funny story though,
because
there's genuinely, are you on EE?
Yeah.
There's no signal where I live. And the amount of people that like you have to like share the password and you don't realise if you're chatting and like you're drinking or whatever, you don't think, oh, I've got no signal. You think no one's texting you, right?
Yeah. Because I think she's just sitting with you the whole time at your party. And
She puts stories up everywhere she goes and she didn't put anything up. And I was like, something's not right. She's been kidnapped.
No, and then it's just me. What does your family think of me?
Well, now you two have officially met.
I know, yeah.
So much has gone on since then. Like, you've become a boxing sensation now. How's that going?
Oh, it's going good. You know that my fight's next week.
Yeah.
And it's nice having a break. Like, I haven't fought in, like, 6 months. Like, obviously, I lost. And I was like,
Yeah, that was your first loss, weren't it?
And then now I'm just like, okay, fight the skinnier people. Let's not fight the people that are really big anymore. Like, been there, done that.
Yeah.
So what's the weight difference then between you and AJ?
She is a bit, I think she walks around smaller than me.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's a 56 kilo belt. So
that's
like
that's really
not
small.
That's small.
Yeah.
Whereas
small.
Last time it was like 63.5. Like they're
right.
Like that's
a big gap that you've got to, so you've got to lose all that weight, haven't you?
Yeah, but I'm only like, I walk around at like 61, 62. So I was fighting way heavier than I should have been. Because these girls are like walking around over 70, do you know?
Yeah.
And they're coming down.
Yeah.
So at least this time it's a bit more like fair.
Yeah.
But when is Demi gonna fight? Like your dad is like a boxing coach, British legend.
Do you know what, Elle? I actually wanted to talk to you about this.
Yeah.
So I've actually called Astrid out on Instagram twice now. She's aired me both times. And I wanted to talk to you because I know you was going to fight her and she pulled out, didn't she?
Yeah.
So what's this all about? Is she like a bit of like...
I think she's really careful with about like what fight she takes.
Okay.
Like she's really, really fussy.
Mm-hmm.
Because she only... Well, like it wouldn't make sense as well because... You haven't been, well, you not
haven't,
known,
had
you
fight.
Haven't had a
fight.
Haven't
had a fight. I'm a new person, yeah.
Yeah, but you would have thought that considering, like, your new person, she'd be all over that because she'll be like, this girl's got no experience. I'll take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. That's why I'm a bit, I don't know why she wouldn't have bit the bullet. I don't know.
Maybe she didn't know that you were training. Maybe she just thinks that you're, like, randomly calling her out. But I think if you get it out there more that you're like actually training.
I need to film more training.
Like taking it seriously. Maybe people don't think you're serious.
Like me and you get beaten up by Maisie Rose.
No, everyone keeps saying to me, oh, why don't you fight Elle Brook? And I'm like, I can't. I don't think I could ever fight you.
Like, yeah, but you couldn't get down to Elle's weight. She's tiny.
True,
she's like 5 foot.
Now, Astrid's like 51 kilo.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to do that. I'm 67 kg.
So you'd have to fight 64. Because in this, there's three weight categories for the women. There's 51, 56, and then 64. But then that's only 3 kilo for you.
Yeah, that's not too
you
bad.
You can do that in the week.
What, you'd have to put on 3 kilo?
No, lose it.
You're 67.
Yeah, I'm 67 kg.
You're so slim.
Well,
Yeah, but you're so tall.
I am quite tall. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we carry our weight so differently. We're the same weight, but where she's so much taller, I look like a little chubby munchkin, and then Demi's like tall and slim in crop tops.
No, but you like really hold your weight well. Like, you literally, like, what?
Thank you. This is a cute guy.
You were like 60 kilo.
No, no, I was 60 kilo, but when we went to LA and I didn't stop eating like In-N-Out Burger and stuff. So,
Oh my God, but that's healthy, though.
Yeah, but we were eating so much like cheese, like sour cream. You know, just like everything we were doing, there's like a healthy option, but we was just choosing the non-healthy option and treating ourselves.
Oh yeah, we put on so much weight. But it is what it is, ain't it? You know, like when you're training so hard for something and then you just let your hair go. It's hard to get back into the routine, I feel like. Do you struggle with that as well?
Yeah, I think so. And it's like weird, like for my first like year and a half of boxing, like I was like, I'm not going to drink, sold my soul. Then I lost and I was like, what do I do this for? Like, bullshit. I was like, I need to live my life. Yeah, I was just being unhinged. I was like, now I'm like, I think you have to have like a happy medium, you know, like some boxers, even like the best ones in the world, like they still go out and they drink, but like some are like so strict.
Yeah, they are. Some people are just literally just drink water, don't they? They don't drink even sparkling drinks, like nothing.
I love a Pepsi Max.
Me too.
What made you get into boxing? That's so random.
Isn't it? They just DM'd me and I was like, yeah, why not?
No way.
That's amazing.
Because you're obviously huge on social media anyway, like TikTok, Instagram, OnlyFans, but like how did you get into blowing up online? Like what made you blow up to begin with?
It's been like loads of different like reasons and like different moments, like, you know, like when you get like a viral moment. I think the first one was with like back and forth with Ollie McBurney, and he plays for Sheffield, or he played for Sheffield, and then that was like the first time.
We know him because my brother used to manage him, I think.
Or something. My brother's like a sports manager.
Yeah, he used to manage him, yeah.
Yeah, so it's weird, like, and then that was all over the papers. And I was just trying to think of other, obviously, like, Piers Morgan was the most recently one.
Oh my God, talk to us about that. So how did you get backlash from that, or was everyone on your side?
No, I think I got really good PR.
Yeah, I think so.
But I went into that thinking that if he makes me look good or bad, when I thought he was going to make me look bad, then it's a win-win, because any publicity is good publicity.
True. That's,
you just want numbers in my game, you know, like, you just want OnlyFans subs.
Yeah.
So I was like dead nervous, and I couldn't believe it went so well. So I was like, oh, I love
this. What was that line that you said about like my child will be crying in a Ferrari? Yeah.
What are your children thinking this? And I was like, they can cry in a Ferrari. And then it just like, I don't even know. It was so off the whim as well, you know.
I loved it when you done that though, because like obviously we're on OnlyFans as well, and like we obviously get backlash. And then when you said that, I was like, boss bitch. I was like, anyone that says anything to me ever again, I'm just gonna send them that link.
I know. But I don't have a Ferrari.
Yet.
Yes, I need a Ferrari.
Yeah.
I know, some people are so funny. They're like, do you say, oh, cry in a Lambo? We're like, no, it's Ferrari.
Ferrari for you. I don't know why. That's your dream car,
Do you prefer a Lambo or Ferrari?
I would have a red Ferrari. I really would. That this, yeah.
I'd have Lambo, I think.
Would you?
Unless it's a Urus.
Oh, I like a Urus.
I like a Urus.
I know nothing about cars. I don't know why I'm sitting here.
It's the big 4x4 one. It's a big four.
Oh, yes, I like them. Very Dubai.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There's loads of
Joey's
them in Dubai.
Got one, hasn't he?
Oh, our cousin's got one, yeah.
I forget Joey's your cousin.
What?
Joey Essex.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Like, I guess for you, like, it's normal, but like,
is it weird
that your cousin's been on my celebrity?
Well, I don't know, because we were so young. I was like 14 when my family started going on TV. Like, Joey was like on TOWIE when I was 14, so I'm just so used to it now.
Like later.
Yeah.
Like throughout school, Joey, Chloe and Charlie were all on TOWIE, and like because we lived in Brentwood as well, where TOWIE was filmed, like the only way is Essex was a huge thing of in course. Essex. Obviously it was everywhere, but in Essex it was huge. And like literally we went through so much at school.
Oh my God. Really? That's when like Twitter just first came out, and Facebook.
Oh, like Facebook.
And like, oh my God, people that I would sit next to in class would be like trolling my sister on Twitter.
What?
And I would be like, can you not? Because that's my sister.
Yeah, it just used to give me the worst anxiety. Because like people, TOWIE would be on like a Wednesday and a Sunday.
Yeah.
People would write shit on Facebook that night. And then I would have to go and be in their lesson the next day in school.
Oh, Jesse.
Yeah, it was really awkward.
But that was like, really, like trolling now is like just the norm. Like you go on TikTok, you go on Instagram, trolling is the norm. You just expect it. When I upload something controversial on TikTok, I'm expecting the trolling comments. But like back then, when it was just like Facebook,
it just existed.
It got us
used to it though, you know.
Yeah.
Started from young.
It prepped us.
And I think Towie's like, it just like shapes you badly sometimes, isn't it? Because they want a storyline, they want the drama.
The drama, ain't it?
Like, everyone's going to comment on it. It's like constantly controversial, isn't it?
Like,
you can't just be like an easy character.
Yeah. No,
like, you
can't.
Need to be like the bad guy at some point.
But I think it absolutely did like give us like thick skin, growing up with our family on Towie and then being on Towie. But how do you deal with the trolling?
I had to stop reading the comments.
Really?
They make me want to kill myself.
Your comments are quite bad as well, aren't they?
Awful.
Like, but I feel like they're all just banter though. I feel like it's boys having a laugh by trolling, but they don't mean it.
What do they call you, Brock?
Brock Lesnar. What is that? Ugly. Like, I just read a comment. I just open my comments. I just get called ugly every comment. I'm like, that's enough for today.
What is Brock Lesnar though?
He's like, he's a wrestler. Like, he's like, some
when people
massive.
Are calling you a massive wrestler, that's a liberty, ain't it? Calling
I know who that
wrestler.
Is. You're like standing up here.
I'm pretty sure. Like, yeah, and he's got this like sword kind of like tattoo on his chest. Like,
right.
Yeah.
But you play it off quite well though. You
I
just
think you've got to joke about it. Yeah. Don't you? If you don't joke about it, you're gonna like cry about it.
100%.
I think it depends what mood in. Sometimes I can take a laugh, but you know, like the amount of DMs I get, they're literally just like, you piece of shit, kill yourself. You're like,
no,
fair enough.
People always just take that step too far, don't they?
That's too far.
There's a difference between saying you look like a wrestler and saying go kill yourself. I mean, that's taking it too far.
But you know what though? Sometimes you've got to take the good with the bad because like you're so successful, like 100%. You're so known, like you do so well on OnlyFans. You like, do you know what? I know you're trolling me, but any comment is good for what you do online. Like, if it gets you out there. Exactly, yeah.
I've seen a lot of trolling between you and AJ at the moment.
Yeah, no, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, how can I make ways to, like, either wind her up or, like, just get a few views? Like, it's quite sad, really. That's what influencer boxing really is.
No, but it's fun. It's all fun and games, though, isn't it?
Exactly, like, nothing's personal.
I was going to say, do you two actually dislike each other or is it just sort of, like, getting yourself in that sort of frame of mind before the fight?
I don't dislike her. Like, I think it's hard, like, when you've got an opponent and they know your opponent, like, you kind of disassociate yourself with them anyway. Like, say, like, you might be like, hi, how are you?
You can't be friends with
what
them.
You up
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it's awkward.
Yeah, it is awkward. Because even last time I saw her, like, I kind of was friendly with her before then, but I was kind of just being, like, a knob all throughout her fight week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just awkward.
Really?
She must think, like, Elbrook exists just to piss me off. Because, like, everything she just... I'm just there. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Just being annoying. So.
And are you looking to knock her out in this next fight?
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna knock her out. Well, man. It's so cringe.
No, but are you though?
Okay, I'm gonna knock her out cold.
Round one, people, lay your bets.
I need to know. Like, am I betting that you're gonna knock her out, or like,
at least I've got smaller gloves this time because like my first fight with her, we were on like 14 ounces. That's like sparring gloves,
right?
You ain't doing jack shit. Yeah, and, like, we were so bad. And then I had 10 ounce, so then the last two have been 12 ounce. So it's going to be good having some like thin gloves.
Yeah.
But like professionals my weight fighting eights, so that's criminal, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Mm. Their hands must be hurting.
Yeah, but even like, I think, I can't remember what it is for the men, but imagine like being hit by a bloke in eights. Like, I know they're lighter, but still.
I honestly don't know how you do it. Like people, now that she's doing boxing, I've had like a few comments say to me, how funny, by the way. I'm the most unfit person in the world. But people pop up to me and they're like, oh, would you get in the ring and fight after Demi fights? And I think to myself, me getting in a ring, my legs would go from underneath me before I've even started fighting. Like I've got such bad anxiety in front of people. I don't know how you do it.
I think it's just one of those things, like, do you know when you agree to do something and then when you do it, you're like, fuck, it was too blooming late. Like, you have to just, like, throw yourself into
but
the
But, like,
deep
all
end.
Them eyes on you, what are you thinking?
I think I'm all right because I, like, wear glasses when I'm driving anyway. So it's kind of
like, just blurry.
I don't know faces, but I'm like, oh, there's people. So I think it's a good thing. I was thinking about getting them fixed when I realised it's probably a perk, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually doing you a favour, isn't it, really?
Like, at least if someone's mega famous, like, I don't know. Imagine Anthony Joshua's in ringside. I wouldn't
you
know.
You can't even see. Yeah, it's just...
I wouldn't know.
It's just you and AJ in the ring, no one else.
And a bit of noise, like white noise, you know. No, it is scary when you're in there because you've got all the bright lights, like, and there's something like, even though you spar, you don't practice like in front of like that atmosphere. Like the gym is just a safe place, isn't it?
People are like screaming, throwing drinks. Like, hey,
people
just
break
rounded.
Out into fights in the audiences as well. And I'm like, surely that's going to distract the boxer that you're here to support.
Sometimes it's more like exciting though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone's like turning around while the boxing's on in front of them.
And especially Misfits, because the crowd is so young. It's like teenagers and like kids. I think it could get like a bit rowdy sometimes.
Yeah,
so.
100%.
You know, when you're sparring as well, like you say, it's not like a proper fight because you've got a head guard on, haven't
you?
But then, you know, when you get in the ring and you get hit in the face, what does that feel like?
I don't think it's too different, but obviously your sparring partner's not really trying to kill you.
Maisie did really hurt your nose the other day, apparently.
Oh, she really hurt my nose. I'll show you the picture of it after. It's over there. Yeah, it's really sore. I'm pretty sure, like, this is going to come out afterwards, but I'm pretty sure it's 99% broken because I sparred last week. And it's just jab, like literally, like that's your weak hand touch, like pissing out of blood.
Yeah.
So I know that like AJ's gonna hit me. It's gonna be so bloody because it wasn't like that before.
Right.
It's it was a massacre.
Yeah, I said to Maisie though, I was like, bloody hell, Elle must be like strong because she said you carried on for two more rounds. So I was like, if that was me, I would have been screaming and crying and left.
You got hit in the nose, your nose bled, and then you
carried on for two more rounds.
Maisie was going left, right, up, down.
Apparently your nose just went...
Yeah. I was like a what is it, the things you hit?
One of them. Oh, what are they called? Poncho. No, not poncho.
You know what I
know
mean.
What,
I
the things that have the sweets in and you hit it.
Oh, a
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. No, what are they? Oh, well, it is something similar.
Poncho.
No, no, it's, I know
honestly,
what you're
it was
about.
Like a game of that where fists
pinata.
Like, pinata.
Pinata. Pinata.
Pinata. That was good. Yeah, it was an absolute massacre.
Yeah.
I'd look like I just have like a mini nose job because, you know, like I've not had one, but you know, like you get the bruises in the inside.
Yeah.
It looked like that.
You're so strong. So I'd be strong, on the phone to Serene Cosmetics. Like, I think I need a nose job. And I
need
circuit.
You to fly me out ASAP.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it was fun. Even Mark was like, no, we'll stop. And then we did body. But
body
like,
sparring,
it was funny. I had like a handicap, so I could hit her in the head and the body, but she could only hit me in the body. That's like fair, isn't it?
I mean, yeah. She busted your nose,
so
that
you're
is pretty fair.
Sparring with
yeah.
professionals, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing because you're getting yourself ready like by sparring the people that are like really, really probably the most dangerous people in the sport.
And sometimes it's like bittersweet though, because you're like, man, I'm so shit, I'm just getting beaten the shit out of. But then you've got to realize like you're improving and you are at a level now that you can go in with a pro, because if you're completely novice, like there's no point, like you're not even you're gonna be too bad, you know. So at least like give it a go.
No, I saw you at sparring with Maisie. She's like professional and you was doing really well.
Oh my God. And they put us in that little ring.
Yeah, the little ring.
Yeah,
there's nowhere to hide. Little ring. It's like the size of this table, I'm pretty sure. It's tiny. Oh yeah, no. And I was like, get me out.
No,
after two rounds and then we change ring.
You're doing well with it
though.
Yeah,
you are. You're smashing
it. Has it affected your OnlyFans at all? Like, because you obviously used to put all your time into OnlyFans and now... boxing is becoming like also another really big job, so how's it going? Like
I think if anything it's kind of worked out well because your profile increases and then you get more subs anyway, so you make more money, but obviously I don't invest as much time as it anymore,
right?
Yeah.
And I wish I had the freedom, like boxing, like you sell your soul, like even though this is the only fight I've had in 6 months, like out of those 6 months I've spent five of them training, like five, 6 days a week.
That's what I mean. So like it's like people don't realize OnlyFans is like a full-time job. So like it must be so hard to be concentrating on the both of them, but then like you say, you get so many more men subs, I'm sure, that are watching like your
like,
boxing and
like, I love how tough you are. That's
yeah,
so
really
cool. I know, that's really cool.
They
it?
Talk differently to you on there now.
I know. See, like you have the ones that like, oh, I didn't, oh, it's funny when they're like, oh my God, you have OnlyFans, I thought you just fight, and I'm like, oh, that's good, isn't it? Like I'm getting known as like a different kind of person.
But that's the perfect sport to do if you want like 100% male subscribers, because like boxing, probably the viewing figures are probably like 90% men, 10% women.
100%. I don't even reckon it's 10% women.
Yeah,
like,
they're just the girlfriends
just
that
girlfriends
sitting at home with
phone.
Them.
Literally, and they're probably just on their phone, all like, yay,
yeah,
like the trophy wives and stuff. Yeah,
but that's amazing. Have you got anything else coming up other than that fight?
Well, so I'm going to Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Oh, yeah, we need to get on to Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's my birthday out while we're there. And obviously, it's just me and Demi celebrating.
Only you two out of your
family. Well, my mum and dad are going to be there as well. Yeah. But
do you not party with them?
Well, we want to go Dream Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And we want to invite you. It's Magic Mike, isn't it?
Oh, it's Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. We're going to invite you to Magic Mike. For people listening, we're all going to be in Vegas at the same time for Conor Benn and Johnny Fisher's fight. So we're planning a Magic Mike reunion.
I've always wanted to do that. I've seen it on, like, you know, like the Housewives of Beverly Hills and stuff. Like that kind of program. I see them go to it.
We went before. And it was the best night of our life. We went to Vegas, just me and Demi. Yeah. And like considering Demi isn't even into men 99.9% of the time. We were like, what should we do tonight? And we went to Magic Mike just for a laugh. But when I say we had the best night of our life.
Oh, it was so
like,
funny.
My jaw was on the floor.
I've never seen a male stripper.
It's the old women. What?
What do like women get on?
The old women are like, they've never seen a man before in their life. Yeah. They're like, you would think that they've been locked away for like 80 years and they've just first seen a male for their first time. Like they're
there
all
was this
over
old
him.
Woman in front of us. I'm not joking. She was on her own and like
on her
this,
own. Yeah.
Yeah, on her own.
Yeah,
and she was like on the sofa and they give you like a wad of fake money. I don't want to tell you too much. I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
But and then the stripper come up to her and she was like doing all this on his
like
neck,
licking all of his neck.
Like I swear she gave him a love bite and I was filming it.
she was twiddling his nipples. She was getting his nipples and twiddling them
and grabbing his bum.
We were standing behind guys. Like that in front of a whole crowd, by the way, she was doing this.
She was putting on a show.
No, it was. I actually thought she might have been part of Magic Mike.
And then they bring like random girls out of the audience, lay them like flat on the floor, and do like a whole. They basically have sex with them.
Like dry hump. About,
do a whole dry hump routine. But there's a safe word, unicorn. And they come over to me and pulled me up. One of them was like grinding on me.
No, I was looking at Demi.
I was like, I didn't want to say it because I felt like. I don't know. I didn't want to be like
a bit stuck up if you said it.
Yeah. But I was looking at Demi, like, and then Demi got up and he was grinding on both of us.
Oh no. And then I really was like thinking, okay, no, I need to leave. He's sweaty body. Yeah. But you have all of this to look forward to.
I'm going to be crazy.
Gassed.
Yeah.
How many strippers are there compared to like the crowd? Are there like loads?
There's
are
like
they just 10. Like feral?
There's like 10. And
they do a show.
So they do a show in the middle and then they go off into the crowd and that kind of is the show because they pull women up. But it's like a night of laughter.
Yeah.
We didn't even drink alcohol. It was just so good.
We weren't even, but we will this time.
I don't know how much you drink, but I know Demi drinks.
I drink too, girl.
Excuse me. Drinks. Me and you have never been drunk together.
No, we actually never have. Because I sold my soul.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, so this is. We have
are you
going to
be
up.
Drinking in Vegas?
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My God, so we can go to a club after as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, Elle, if you wasn't doing like influencing and you'd never got into it, what is the one job that you would be doing right now?
Do you know what? I always wanted to be like a lawyer or a vet. Like I was like obviously on a uni and doing like a law degree, but I don't know what. So I've got my law degree. What am I doing with it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you really got a law degree?
No, but I left to do OnlyFans. So like if I didn't do OF, I would have continued doing it. So imagine me with this law degree. Where do I go next? Like I don't know. I don't know if I would have been a solicitor.
You would have looked like Legally Blonde, like walking in, like
and your name's
with your
L.
Files. Yeah, L.
Oh my God, Elle Woods and Elle Brooks. That's
know,
so similar.
Good,
yeah. What made you leave? What? So you was at uni getting a law degree and then did you get onto OnlyFans and you was that successful and you were like, I'm going to leave to pursue this?
Yeah, because I was doing both for like probably like 8 months or so. And it was just like earnings were going up and up and up. And then I think like I reached like 30K a month, like dollars.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I at uni?
Yeah.
I was like, I actually like, there's no point going back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was even after the Ollie McBurney thing. Maybe it wasn't. But no, my earnings went up considerably. So I was like, there's no point. Like spending all this time, I'm like an all or nothing person. So I'm like, if I was going to do my degree, then I'd complete that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the point of having like a whole degree and then like a whole job? Like to me, it was like a side hustle then. So and then I guess it worked out for the best. Cause now I'm like boxing.
Yeah,
I know.
It's actually crazy how your life can just literally change so drastically like that. So you went from doing like law in uni and then you've gone to OnlyFans and now you're a boxing queen, aren't you? Really?
So are you still like training at the minute, or are you just like in rest mode?
Next week is rest mode.
Okay.
This week is, I've got sparring Wednesday and Friday, not with Maisie.
No.
I don't need that kind of battering.
No.
And then this week's kind of like light stuff. I think most of the hard work's done. You know, it's funny, at fight week, everyone goes, it's the easy part now.
Oh, really? It's like
the easy part.
Yeah, like fighting's the easy part. Because if you think, if you're training every day and like you're eating, you're dying.
Yeah.
If you're thinking, all I want is fucking cake.
Yeah, I bet.
What's your first meal going to be?
So,
was you going to ask that?
No,
well?
I was actually going to say, you know, after you've weighed in, do you then go and like eat loads?
Well, I've not had to make weight for my last two fights. Like, right. I had to be heavy for it. So I was kind of like binging all the time.
Oh, okay.
So I think, I don't know, binging. I'm going to have like a Nando's. Yay.
Wrap with halloumi.
Still, you've got to be careful the day before you fight because you don't want to be too sluggish, do you? So
yeah.
I will eat a lot, but health. Boo, that's so boring, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what I'm going to have, like cake. I'm going to order cake for my changing room so afterwards I can like just go and like indulge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever think, there's a cake company in Leeds. I think they call it The Bruce. Have you seen it on TikTok?
Oh, yes. You should get that.
It's literally in Leeds. I'm going to buy so
the
much.
The big chocolate cake. Yeah. It's like the one from Matilda.
Yeah.
Yes. I know what you're talking about.
See, I was like trying to remember the name. I thought you two would know what it was. So I'm going to get like, loads of variations of cake.
Yeah, yeah. You should. That sounds banging.
And treat yourself for all this hard work and commitment, and then we'll celebrate properly in Vegas.
Yeah, in Vegas. Yeah.
Imagine if you have to be like my agony aunt, because I'm like,
no, yeah, you're going to win this fight.
Yeah, but she's going to have one drink in Vegas and be on the floor. She's not been drinking. God.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to carry
you. Well, we're doing dry Jan as well. Yeah, so we're doing
dry Jan at the moment. Well. Yeah.
Dry Jan.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
I don't want to do it, by the way.
I've forced her into it.
I'm newly single. And I'm like, I want to go out. I want to enjoy myself. And she's doing dry Jan. So I'm like, do you want to go out? She's like, no. So I'm doing dry Jan without wanting to do dry jam.
You're an awful sister.
I've formed a hatred for alcohol at the moment, and every time someone asks me to go out, I don't want to go near alcohol. It's really weird. So I just said to her, give me a month off, yeah. And then I'm sure I'll be back.
You just had like a bad experience with it?
No, I just really don't want to drink it at the moment. It's the weirdest thing ever. Have you ever felt like that? No.
But with alcohol?
No, like, do you miss it when you're like training and that?
I don't miss alcohol. I just miss like
going
obviously,
out.
And when your friends are drunk and you're sober, like they're just annoying.
It's different.
So
yeah.
You can't like have both. I think. So I just tend not to go out because I'm like, people just annoy me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be rude. Like, imagine if someone's annoying me, I'm just like, I'd rather just take myself out of the situation.
Yeah.
That's like us. Like on New Year's Eve, we wasn't going to bother going out because we weren't going to drink. But then I was like, I'm going to see everyone out on Instagram.
Yeah,
why are you looking at me like that?
We wasn't bothered. I wasn't bothered going to go out. But then she was like, I'm nearly single. You need to come out. And I was like,
yeah, because I was like, I don't want to go on Instagram and everyone's enjoying themselves. Yeah. And I'm sat in on my own. So it's just like FOMO, isn't it, with us, with drinking. We just go out because we think we're going to miss out on fun. But we actually don't even enjoy it, do we?
When you're out, you're like, I want to go home. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it got to like 2 a.m. We went home, got a pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, what, New Year's?
Mm. Yeah.
It was quite early. Where'd you go?
The Vine in Brentwood.
Oh, I don't know. Is it just like a pub?
You've never been there?
It's like a bar.
It's just like
We walked in there and I was like, I do like it in there, but I was like, I'm the oldest person in here.
Oh, really?
And Debbie was like, I'm the tallest person.
I'm the tallest person. I swear every Essex boy is so short. I was in there. I was taller than all the guys. I had flats on.
Was it like just like school friends and stuff? Because that's where you grew up or not?
I think it's like all the local 18-year-olds.
18.
It was so young.
It was so young.
We were just standing in the corner.
Yeah, we were just like, we didn't know anyone in there. We just went with two friends. But Demi was taller than both of us.
I was taller than both the boys that we was with. I'm just like, do you know what? I'm just over this tall life at the moment.
5'10".
5'9". But I don't know
why. You wear thick trainers.
Because I wear chunky shoes. So I'm about 5'10", 5'11". Yeah. And weren't all the boys short in there that night?
Yeah, 5'9" is a short bloke.
Yeah, it
if
is.
If you're taller than them.
I usually go for boys. Well, I say my type is men over 6'4".
6'4"? That's wham.
The boy that I met that night, I fell in love for one night with
this
boy.
I was like looking down at him.
Oh my God, he was tiny.
He was 5'5".
He was the same height as Frankie. They was like, if I put him back to back, you could go like that and it would be like... No leverage.
Were you drunk?
Yeah.
He was like, I love
him. Do you know what? Even if I was sober, he was good looking anyway.
He was good looking. Oh. But when he dropped us home, I was looking to see if he had any like foot pedals, you know, the extensions.
He probably reminds you of your dash hound. That's why he loved
him. Yeah. Just holding him in my arms like, no, this is really bad. I hope he doesn't watch this. Oh, he's unfollowed me, so he won't watch it, actually.
That was short.
Swiftly moving on. But anyway, we really appreciate you for coming on today, especially so close to fight night.
No, thank you. I've had lots of fun. And it's nice to meet you, Frankie.
I know,
and
you?
Thank you for inviting me. Magic Mike.
Oh, we can't wait.
I cannot wait. Do we have to buy tickets? What happens?
Yes, we do. We'll get them. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll sort it out when we get out there. I don't think they sell out.
I'm like a really keen bean.
You want to get it in advance. Yeah. To be fair, we can look them up because we always miss out on things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bought 4 last time by accident. There's only 2 of us.
Really?
They only two.
But honestly, I wish you the best of luck for your fight. I think you're going to absolutely smash it.
And what date is your fight again?
20th.
The 20th of February?
No. What? Jan.
We're in Jan.
Next week.
Oh my God, why is it so soon for? Why am I? What?
It's next week.
That was really stupid of me.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know if this is going to be out
it's
by
like
12 then.
12 days.
No, it will be.
It will be. So, guys, Elbrook, 20th of Jan. She's going to be fighting in
Where do we watch it?
Design.
Yeah.
So just to remind you, we're here next week at the same time with someone really, really cool. So make sure you tune in. And you can also listen to us on Spotify and Apple Music. So we'll see you next week.